Chapter 9. Mary went to get Ben. She wanted him to see the garden. Colin stood up. Dickon helped him walk. Mary got Ben. She brought him to the garden. "You don't look sick," Ben said. "I am not," Colin said. "What do you want me to do?" Ben asked. "I saw you looking over the wall," Colin asked. "I look after the garden. I liked your mother. She loved this garden. Your father hates it. He locked it. I wanted to look after it. Your mother loved her roses. I climb over the wall. I look after it. I make sure no one sees me," Ben said. "I am glad. You will keep our secret," Colin said. "I want to plant a rose." Ben and Dickon dug a hole. They helped Colin plant his rose. They went back to Misselthwaite Manor. Colin was much better. He got stronger every day. Dr. Craven was angry. He didn't want Colin to get better. "You need to rest. You will not go outside," Dr. Craven said. "I will go outside," Colin said. "You are very mean," Mary said. "I am not mean," Colin said. "Yes, you are. No one told you when you were sick. Now you are not sick. You cannot be mean to people," Mary said. Spring turned into summer. The garden looked more beautiful. It was hard work. Dickon looked after the garden. Mary looked after the garden. Ben looked after the garden. Colin learned to walk. "It must be magic," Colin said. "What is magic?" Mary asked. "The secret garden. It was dead. Now it is alive. I was sick. I am better. The magic will make me strong. I will be strong. I will be like Dickon," Colin said. Colin learned to walk. He was very strong. "It is a secret," Colin said. "Can we tell Martha?" Dickon asked. "No," said Colin. "Can we tell Mrs. Medlock?" Mary asked. "No," said Colin. "Can we tell Dr. Craven?" Mary asked. "No," said Colin. It was a big secret. "I will write a letter. I will tell your father. Colin is stronger," Dr. Craven said. "No, you will not. I hate you. You will ruin everything," Colin said. Mary calmed Colin down. Dr. Craven went outside. He talked to Mrs. Medlock. "I don't understand," said Dr. Craven. "What?" Mrs. Medlock asked. "He is getting better. He just goes outside. He sits in a wheelchair," Dr. Craven said. "I don't understand. Maybe it is magic. He has friends. He goes outside. He gets better." "We will leave the children alone," said Mrs. Medlock.